Guys, my name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism, pride, and this past week, pride. Double dose. It's because, I was just telling the region leaders, it's because I have this desire to be right rather than love. That is like this guiding force within my flesh. Like, I just want to be right rather than love as a default setting. So that's how you can pray for me this week. Second thing I want to acknowledge is that it's Memorial Day. And so when I think about Memorial Day, what I think about, the first thing that comes to my mind is day off work, my neighbor's barbecue that smells amazing and better than mine. It's like all this, like, it's festive. That's what comes to my mind, which is crazy because the holiday is for the men and women who have fallen in service. And then it's not crazy, though, when you think about it, because what we're doing is we are having a holiday, we're having a vacation, time off of work with family and friends because of their great sacrifice. It's actually an acknowledgement and an honor to them and their families because it's exactly why they ran into war, to protect the freedom that we enjoy. But for a lot of families, this day, if they've lost someone, it's a more sobering reality. And so I just want to acknowledge the families, spouses, children in the room of parents and others that have lost someone to battle. And so thank you for the freedom that we all enjoy because of your loved ones. Truly, thank you. And I'm thankful to be here with you tonight. That we can gather freely and we can have fun and we can laugh and we can sing and we can talk freely about Jesus because of where we are. And so I want to take a little bit of a sociological, psychological, scientific experiment by playing an audio clip and asking you what you hear. Some of you know. You're going to hear an audio clip and you're either going to hear one of two words. I am convinced you will hear one of two words. Some of you will hear Laurel. Some of you will hear Yanny. Now, I just said two different words, but when I play this audio clip, or actually when our incredible AV team plays the audio clip, there's going to be a discrepancy in the audience. So let's roll that clip and then we'll vote.
Laurel. 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 Laurel.
Y'all ready to vote?
Laurel.
All right. Laurel. You got it about 10 times. For those of you who think that it is Yanny, raise your hand loud and proud. All right. Now, for those of you who think it's Laurel, raise your hand. All right. I look like majority. Now, for those of you who thought it was a third thing and none of the above, raise your hand. All right. You were in the vast minority. We would welcome you to go to Great Questions afterwards. There is no third option. It's Yanny or Laurel. But the way that you would find this out, I thought about this. I'm like, well, how do we figure it out? Like, I want to be right, right? I told you I struggle with pride. Like, I want to be right. I haven't disclosed what I hear yet. But I was like, how would we find it out? Well, we would ask the originator. We would go find whoever is speaking that mind-numbing sound over and over again. Like, hey, tell me, what are you saying? Like, which is it? Is it Yanny or is it Laurel? You tell me, you're saying it, so you must know. We would ask the originator. The other thing we would do is we would ask people who's close to that individual. We'd be like, hey, you're the guy, right, on the audio, and you know him, y'all are friends, so you probably know, what's he saying? And the other thing that you would do is you would really contemplate, like, all right, I'm listening closely. I'm listening. Surely I'm not crazy. What is it they're saying? And when you combine those three things, you're going to start to get a clearer picture. I think you could actually be 100% certain that you would know exactly what it is that's being said. And in fact, spoiler alert, I will tell you by the end of me speaking which it is exactly, definitively, and you will walk out of here convinced. Even though there's discrepancy among us. And here's the thing. That is exactly what happens in our lives. Like, we are hearing from the world and from our flesh and from Satan with temptation, and we don't know if it's Laurel or Yanny, like all these different things that are coming at us about what we should believe and what we should do and who we are as our identity and what's okay, what's right or wrong. Like morality is really confusing right now in the world. And so it's like, what is it, God? And there's this phrase in Latin, it's called ad fontes. It means go back to the source, back to the source. And so you go to the originator. You go to the originator of the human life, the life experience. You go to the guidebook of life and you're like, all right, God, what do you say? The other thing you do is you listen really closely within your soul. Like, what am I hearing? What do I know to be true? That's prayer. Like you're listening and you're praying and you're asking. And then the third thing that you do is you would ask people that are really close to the originator. And you would say like, all right, trusted Christian friends, like, what do you think? Here's this situation. Here's this question about morality or what's going on in the world or what's going on in my world. What do you think? And you would let those people that are close to the originator, God, speak into your life. And in time, I believe with prayer, the word, and those people, you would start to see by his spirit really clearly whether it's Laurel or Yanny, so to say, with whatever circumstance that you're facing in life. That makes sense. And so that's what we're doing here in Regeneration. We're coming together in these circles and we're like, all right, here's the situation or this is the thing that I'm struggling with. And they're like, let's go back to the source, man. What does God say? Here's a circle of believers. Let us speak into your life and help you and pray for you. And then have you prayed about this? Have you sought God? Are you listening for his voice? And in doing so, we find clarity. And that's what it says in Psalm 119 in verse 18. It says, open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. I am a stranger on earth. Do not hide your commands from me. My soul is consumed with longing for laws at all times. Your statutes are my delight. They are my counselors. Counselors. So, you want to know which it is? One person wants to know which it is. Yanny or Laurel? Okay, I'm going to tell you. Everyone who guessed Yanny, raise your hand. That's right. Raise it loud and proud. Yannies, everybody take a good look around. Because they're wrong. They tracked back to find out, like, where did this strange, mysterious YouTube, you know, social media phenom come from? And it came from vocabulary.com. A girl in Georgia named Katie Hetzel is sitting there in her freshman class, and she comes across the word Laurel, and she's like, Laurel? What is Laurel? So she goes to vocabulary.com, types in Laurel, hits play, and it says, to her ears, Yanny, Yanny. Yanny. And she's like, what? It says Laurel. Why is it saying Yanny? So she uploads it and says it. But when you go back to the source, crystal clear, once and for all, Laurels win.